This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight. Finally! This is Lock and Load. All right. Normally, now on Tuesdays, see, I wanted to start this new thing where we started doing a weekly self-defense gun stories. And then, of course, I have just the most horrible thing happening Tuesday when we tried to connect, and I couldn't. So joining me tonight to make up for that loss of the self-defense gun stories and just the general chat that he and I have is Rob Morse of Self-Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and featured writer at AmmoLand.com.
Bill, it's a pleasure, and third time's the charm, right?
Yeah, I guess. It's...
Welcome to the excitement of radio.
So, what have you got for us tonight?
Oh, we'll start with some gun stories, and then you and I find it easy enough to get distracted. We'll try and get some gun stories in before we go afield. Now, the reason, for our listeners, this happens thousands of times a day. You don't read it in major newspapers. So thank you so much for letting us get the truth out. We're going to take our first bite at the apple. It's in Churchill, Tennessee. And we ask the question, are you armed when you're at home with your family? You're sleeping in your bed. It's close to midnight. Like a lot of guys, your wife hears a crash. You sleep right through it. She wakes you. Hun, I heard something. What she heard was glass breaking.
Right.
All right. You've got your two grandchildren are over that night. They're sleeping in your house. They're upstairs. It sounded like the glass was breaking downstairs. You're not taking any chances. You open the hall. They're still upstairs. Their door's closed. You grab your shotgun. You go downstairs. You see someone climbing out of your kitchen window. You yell for them to stop. This is where things start to get a little unusual. The burglar starts yelling, don't shoot, don't shoot. Well, that's called a clue. You say, don't move. We've called the police. Actually, your wife did. Thank you. They come and grab this knucklehead. The criminal admits he's under the influence of meth. He used the propane tank from your gas grill to break through your kitchen window and climb inside.
Wow.
Wow, what a nightmare gone sideways, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's tease this apart. Great job for Grandma and Grandpa to have a gun. It was loaded because you don't have time to go load it. And then when he confronted the robber, look, if you're seeing somebody's rear end and you're seeing, you know, rear end and knees headed out your window, it's not an immediate threat. You don't have justification to let lead fly. Verbal commands? Awesome. Works all day long. On the other hand, had the robber kept going?
Yes.
Don't pull the trigger. Pull the trigger. Now let's back up half a step. I don't keep a shotgun loaded in my closet. Look, if that's the tool that you're just infinitely comfortable with, it's your tool.
Sure.
And how do you store it? Because remember, you've got grandchildren in the home. Well, secured makes perfect sense, but now you're going to bed. Oh, if it was in the safe, now maybe you have to lock your bedroom door so the kids can't come in. And now you open the safe. Now you have access. How would you store it? Bill, if it were your trusty AR, how would you store it?
You don't want to know how I try. I store my AR where I can get to it, loaded, chambered, and safe.
Yep.
But I don't have any little children running around.
That's right. With this shotgun, I would say certainly magazine full, probably chamber empty, and safety off.
Sure.
Now, what we didn't hear in this story, and it's noticeable as soon as you mention it, did you hear anybody talk about a flashlight?
No, I did not.
Right.
No, identifying the target with that one, huh?
Really? Really? So it's good. It's not your long-lost in-laws, your drunk neighbor, somebody lost, stolen, or strayed. Okay, it's a bad guy. Drunks typically, well, you know, drunks do what drunks do. I was going to say they hardly ever enter and leave by the window. But, yeah, no, all bets are off. So, good presence of mind. Now, here's one other thing we're going to ask Grandma to do. Practice the call to the police.
Yeah, well, if I was making the call.
Well, I assume your hands are filled with a flashlight and a shotgun at this point.
Something like that, yeah.
So you've got your headset and a speed dial and voice? No, come on. Grandma's busy.
Well, it depends. Now, if you're thinking of the prototypical grandma, you know, I'm a grandpa, so.
Right.
Nowadays, we're sort of space-age bad people, you know. We sort of have our stuff wired tight, so.
I don't know. Which is cool. But I'm just saying.
We're talking about a gun novice that doesn't train the way we do in the thunder. So they would probably be a whole bunch of gibberish and panic, wouldn't you think?
I would. Or she's thought of this. She takes a deep breath and says, I need the police. It's a home invasion. We're armed. We're not barricaded. We've encountered the criminal. We're holding him for you. And then they keep talking so that when the police show up, Grandpa puts the shotgun down, and they know that the good guys are there in their pajamas and the bad guys there half out the window. Helps to give the police a clue, because surprising them is notoriously bad.
Yes. Notoriously bad. Your wife and my wife,
if it turned out that way.
Yeah.
Have we practiced that phone call? I mean, literally, at that hour in the morning, I, without some practice, what's my address? What's my husband wearing? What's my wife wearing? What room should they come in? Are you going to then go downstairs to open the doors for them? Because you don't want them, you know, getting robbed and then having the police have to break through your own door. Let's try harder to think this through.
Well, now, most of the time, the cops would advise that you not go in there and start doing your own room clearing.
I just want to open the front door so the cops don't kick it in.
Right.
Or break my window.
That wouldn't be a big issue at my house because I don't have front to back is not that deep. And I don't have an upstairs. So for me, as a matter of fact, we'd probably be outside. We'd probably be in the backyard. We probably would have beat a hasty retreat to the backyard and let that dude, you know, we'd just be waving, hey, he's in there. I got the back. And, you know, anyway.
I got the back. You take the front, right? He's in there somewhere. Well, no, that's you and I. We don't have. Let me change it, the situation for you entirely, Bill. You have your grandkids in the house. Unless you can scoop them up and run, the guy's not moving.
Right.
Yeah, so it gets so real so fast. And for so many of us, millions of us bought a gun last year, and we didn't have time to think through how we're going to use it in a real situation. Mm-hmm. After the break, we'll talk about another one.
Yeah, we will. Now, Rob. Rob just went back to being. I don't want to call you a man of leisure because you have five different gigs going on. He just quit milking rocks for oil. He's laid that aside, and now he's either writing full time or podcasting full time. Two podcasts: Self Defense Gun Stories and Polite Society Podcast. The ensemble piece: Ammoland.com, Slopax WordPress, and ClashDaily.com. That's where he writes primarily, although he gets reprinted all over the place. We'll be right back with more Self Defense Gun Stories. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, playing catch up. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, because he's supposed to be my guest first hour Saturday, Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is anymore. Is Rob Moore, Self-Defense Gun Stories, the Polite Society podcast, Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammoland, and what is it that you do with Clash Daily with the Cheyenne retiring Doug Giles? Are you like a featured writer there as well?
I had a weekly column, and now they take whatever they want.
Oh, okay.
So it's at least weekly. On the other hand, you may have seen that article by Shayna Lopez Rivas that I reposted, and they grabbed that one and put it up.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that one. So and we can talk about that now, or we can talk about, as a matter of fact, why don't we talk about that in the next segment, which is the longer segment.
There you go. So let's jump into another gun story and see what we can learn. Because sometimes being successful doesn't mean you were right in everything you did.
Right.
This happened just last week. This is not a what if. This is, it happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, just last week. You're walking down the street with your friend. You're walking past a shopping center. It's mid-afternoon. And as you walk across the parking lot, you pass another guy going the other way. Absolutely typical. Until the bad guy, the stranger, pulls that gun out of his pocket as you pass. He yells for you to hand over your wallet and your cell phones. Dang it, you hand him your phones. As you reach for your wallet, though, you draw your firearm and you shoot your attacker. You keep moving. He runs away. You and your friend, neither of you are injured. The police find and arrest your attacker by following the trail of blood he left behind.
Right.
They know it's you. They know it's, he's got your cell phone. He tossed the gun. No, not my, his blood's on it. Parking lots are classically dangerous. And, okay, you've shot this guy. What do you do now? Hope all of a sudden you go, where's a car I can get behind? Because standing in the middle of a, you know, big piece of concrete and being the only thing that looks like a target. No, don't. As soon as he heads one way and the gunshots have stopped, first get behind something till he's out of range. Now, by the way, your ability to call the police, that just ran away with the guy because he's got your cell phone. So you get to introduce yourself to a friend. Maybe yell, help, I've been robbed. And if necessary, go into one of the stores to say, I've just been robbed in the parking lot. I need to use the cell phone. You want to win that race.
Right.
To the phone. There are two columns on the police blotter. Good guys and bad guys. You want to make sure you're the first guy to the police.
Because that makes a difference, doesn't it? Who reports it first sometimes makes a lot of difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I actually have to give this guy credit. Because you're talking to your friend, where are you going, what are you shopping for, what's the news, and bet, there's a guy with a gun in your face. Holy cow. So recognizing the threat, because most of us are going, what's that in his hand? Oh, that's a gun. 3, 2, 1, skid marks. You know, we're deer in the headlights. Wow. We also have to give this guy great credit. So many people. They may have a permit, but they don't carry on body. Oh, I left it in the car. Oh, I have it at home in case I'm attacked there. It was with him when he needed it. And he knew how to present it. Now, I'm going to say, Bill, this guy sounds like an experienced fighter. Because a lot of people who have just been instructed, they're... I'm going to call them Pavlovian. Oh, bad guy with a gun, and they go for theirs. Well, that turns it into a gunfight where Pavlovian. Both sides are shooting.
Yeah.
You, if somebody invites you to a gunfight, decline. So I've got a guy with a gun. Hey, if I fill his hands with cell phones and wallets, that means he's probably not pointing a gun at me for a second. He's preoccupied. Now, if there are five guys and they're all right, but still, you do the best you can with what you have. All right, I'll comply until I have an opportunity to defend myself and my friend. The other thing is if you've even talked to your buddy about this. Or, okay, who are we? You and I, we're often with our spouses. So, dear wife, if we're threatened, and this looks bad, let's take two steps apart. Because now we're not one target, we're two. The guy can hold one of us at gunpoint. He really can't hold two of us at gunpoint. Yay. So if nothing else, I've just made my wife safer, or she's made me safer. Awesome. And all we did is take a step apart.
Right.
And as we hand over our cell phone, he's looking one way or the other. If we're both armed, this thief has a bad, bad problem. Because one of us disappeared. One of us just jumped right off his radar screen. Because when he's looking one way, he's not looking the other. Wow.
I've often thought about, I heard about an incident in Detroit. Right after Chief Craig got out there and said, get a gun and defend yourself. I'll get to you as fast as I can. I'm in the middle of a bankruptcy. I don't have as many officers as I'm supposed to have. And our friend Rick Hector told me about this one. A woman coming home from work, she pulls into her driveway and two carjackers come up on her.
Yeah.
And they want her keys. So she takes her keys and throws the keys to one side. And as their eyes track the keys, she pulls out her gun and shoots one of them. The other one becomes a track star.
Yes. Perfect.
And, I mean, that kind of presence of mind, that was just, I mean, you just can't teach that to somebody in the class, can you? I mean, they either have it or they don't.
I disagree in the sense that it's really hard to invent on the spot because we're deer in the headlights. If we've never seen a solution and wouldn't know a solution if it bit us, oh, wow, what a tough spot. They've listened to your show. They've listened to self-defense gun stories. They talk to their friends. They talk to their firearms instructors. The firearms instructors are talking about this with them. So they go, oh, yeah, let's avoid a gunfight. Keys, wallet, watch, shoes, shirt. Here, carry all of it. Here, now that your hands are full, okay, now let's have a shooting where I shoot you and you run away and life is better because that's the way I want to deal with a lethal threat.
Coming up on the next break, now when we get back, Rob introduced me to this young lady named Shayna. And Shayna has a very compelling story. And Shayna came through her compelling time and became an advocate. And now she is like a really strong voice when it comes to women and guns. And he recently wrote something that got published up on Ammoland and other places as well. We're going to discuss that when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. So happy everything is working tonight. I'm telling you what, man. I'm telling you what. I took steps, Rob, to make sure that I would not have these kind of things happen. And despite my steps, I'm lining up the night you were supposed to be on Tuesday. And I'm lining up with Andy, who you just talked to would get set up. And
right.
I'm listening to him. He's listening to me. We're, our hands are going up in the air. What are we going to do? What's wrong with this? What just happened? It was horrible.
Boom. But you got it fixed.
Well, I've got two sets of internet coming to the house now I had that set up prior to that, and it's still messed up. Technology, it's just a wonderful thing.
Right up until it burps and we're like, yeah.
Yes. My guest this hour is Rob Morse from Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, AmmoLand.com, Polite Society podcast, and, of course, Self-Defense Gun Stories. But now we're going to talk about his friend Shayna, her article that he wrote, that he put up, that has been shared all over the place. So what tell us about this article.
Yeah, let's talk about Shayna. Shayna's in her 20s. She just graduated from college. She was sexually assaulted once on campus, once on her way off campus. She can carry a gun everywhere.
Right.
Except on campus. So when Shayna speaks about gun control, it has a gravitas that I can't equal. So right. She's been listening to the pundits and the crazies talk about how we should all give up our guns. And to her, it means something entirely different. She wrote an article on her Facebook page, Shayna Lopez Rivas Survivor. Please look it up. Please friend it. Please follow it. It's called Say Her Name. Dear gun control activists, do you know who Carol Bowne is? Since you advocate for more gun control, you absolutely should know who she is. When you go to sleep at night, her face should be in your dreams. When you pray, well, if you pray, she should be in your prayers. You should repeat her name every single time you promote laws that restrict law-abiding citizens from having and carrying guns. Say her name. Carol Bowne. Carol died waiting for the state of New Jersey. Specifically, she was waiting for her local police department to allow her to protect herself with a gun. Had national reciprocity been passed, had shall issue concealed carry been the law of the land, Carol would be alive today. Carol died at the hands of her violent ex because you, gun prohibitionists, allowed her to. Because you advocate that women like her shouldn't be allowed to choose how they need to protect themselves. Shayna advocates for a choice. A choice so that women like Shayna are not raped because they're not allowed to carry their gun. Shayna was raped when she was getting her education, and she can carry every place else but at school. Shayna and women like her advocate for choice so that women like Carol could protect themselves before it's too late, when the police department is incapable of providing protection. Make no mistake, Carol died because of you and people like you if you work for gun control. Say her name. Shayna writes often. She works and condemns gun-free zones. She advocates for the right of self-defense. I'm proud to call her a friend. Her article is on Facebook. It's also on my blog, slowfacts.wordpress.com. Bill, you and I sometimes can have a way with words. It's hard to match that.
Yeah. Shayna, how old is she? She's really young, isn't she?
I'm going to guess 20. Let's see. She's been out of school for a year. Early
24, 20s. Maybe. 24?
Yeah. I'm 23, 24. She's working for a radio station selling ads in Tallahassee.
I saw that. Yeah. She is, she has a level of maturity beyond her years. And the whole thing with Carol Bowne, I hope that got forwarded maybe like to the Clinton Foundation and Chuck Schumer's website, Nancy Pelosi's website, and did that get forwarded to those places?
I forwarded it to a number of radio sources that I knew.
Right.
1 million moms against gun control, they already knew about it. So I want a million eyes to see it, particularly someone who goes, well, maybe gun control would make us safer. And here's someone who paid the price of that theory.
The thing about gun control is that I defy anybody to show me a law. Don't tell me that 3 million people got turned down for buying a gun, because we know that, 94% of that was false negatives. So that means 94% of that 3 million got to buy guns. What we do know is that they only prosecuted 44 of these people.
Right.
And so item number one, background checks, those are a lie.
Right.
We also know that most of these recent mass shooters bought their guns legally. So the background check is a Polaroid. It is not a guarantee.
It's looking backwards.
Yes.
Has no ability to look forward.
Yes. So they can't get out there and point out anything to me that says, well, you know, gun control stops this and gun control stops that. What it stops is it stops regular people from being able to buy a gun.
Right.
That's what it stops. And Carol Bowne, how far past it was supposed to, she was either supposed to be up, granted up or down, and it was beyond that point. They were saying it was going to be, was it 30 days past the point of they should have already made that discussion. And she died in her driveway.
Yes. She was murdered by her ex. Her ex was criminally prohibited from having a gun. He used a knife.
Sure.
And Carol was a hairdresser, a little slip of a woman.
Yeah.
And yes, by law, New Jersey has 30 days to reply. They routinely ignore that. There are no penalties with that. On day 41, she called the Berlin police department and said, hey, what's up? They said, oh, we're looking at it. She was murdered on day 43.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gun control. Finally, we have one, and I can't imagine how many more we would know about. Here in South Carolina, for example, if you're getting a divorce and you get a restraining order on one partner, husband or wife, everybody's guns are taken. If you got permits, those are rescinded.
Does that strike you as sideways, Bill?
Sideways.
If I were an abuser and I wanted to disarm my victim, I'd try and file a restraining order on her just to make sure she's disarmed. Wow, that is so sick and twisted.
It is sick and twisted. And the thing is that, I was on Tom Hartman's show one time, and he told me that if he was killed with a brick, he would have the moral high ground over me if I was shot with a gun. I was glad it was his show, because that was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard. I didn't want to have to take credit for that one. So, anyway.
On the other hand, then you'd have had it. Then you'd have had the clip, and you could have played it over and over.
I do have one clip where he equally embarrassed himself. I'll send that to you one day and let you listen to it. Rob Morse, we're headed into the break again. Rob Morse, you can find him at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Ammoland.com, Self Defense Gun Stories, which is his standalone two or three times a week now that it comes out?
Yes.
That's on a podcast. And the Big Ensemble Affair, the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from, well, lots of places, Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense, Gun Stories, that's the audio stuff. Then writing Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammoland.com, ClashDaily.com. It's easier just to say Rob Morse. Joining me again is Rob Morse. So, you wanted to riff a little bit. We're going to riff. We often do riff, but we just don't tell you we're riffing. But right now we're going to tell you we're riffing. Listen, Rob, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
All ears.
Have you tried that P10 since I told you I recommended that to you?
I've been looking for it. I called one of my local ranges. They didn't have it because I want to put it in my hand and press the trigger.
It's, you know, what gen do you carry on your Glock 19?
I think I'm down at 3.
3. So you got the finger grooves.
Yep.
And you've got the angle. And is yours pretty much box stock?
Other than sights, because, you know, isn't it, someday Glock will put sights on their gun that stay on their gun.
worthy of having them, right?
Right.
So the first thing I would tell you is that I've only shot 4 magazines out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That picture that I put up there on Facebook and everything, that's just, I shot the gun 60 times. Although we're taking it out, we're going to run it. Like mad dogs is coming Sunday. But the trigger is so good, it's startling.
Cool.
The only trigger I can say comes close to it, and this one may be at least as good as it, is the Agency Arms trigger.
But yet it's a carry trigger as opposed, it's a trigger you're willing to put next to your body, not a competition trigger.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing that, I mean, we are in the golden age of guns, and finally a manufacturer has said, look, I understand grips and bore axis, but half of our interface is with our index finger, and a manufacturer is finally paying attention to that. Thank you.
Yes. So, and I had not thought of it that way. Have you ever shot any CZs at all?
Yes. One of the 75s.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially the narrowed up, slicked up 1911, right?
Oh, right.
Love it.
Right. Well, this is striker fired.
Right.
It will fit into some Glock holsters. And to me, that's sort of out there. That's crazy good.
did you happen to notice what sight cut they use? It's not a proprietary one. It'll take aftermarket sights.
I believe it would. It's bigger. I've got it right here. It's a little wider front to back than say the Glock dovetail would be cut out of it. Although the sights are made out of aluminum.
Okay, that's fine. We can roll with that.
And they have a tension screw on them. They have, I don't know if these have any sort of fiber optic or anything to it, because I haven't tried it. The PO9, if you have it in light, they'll glow for a little bit. But
sure.
I heartily recommend you go get that and try it out.
You're eager.
Cool. I just believe it is a, for what it is and what it brings to the table, it's just one of those crazy guns that you get out there, and I don't think of it as a Glock killer. I actually think of it as sort of a Glock exploiter, to be honest with you, because they, CZ, they've been making guns longer than Glock, so.
Right.
They apparently, they watched and learned and listened and finally came out with this Striker. This is, their first Striker-fired gun this year. Everybody else has been on that bandwagon. This is a Glock exploiter, and I think for somebody that was trying this versus, say, a new Glock, they would go with this.
And now we're talking about price points, aren't we? And it sounds like they're infinitely competitive. Look, people have to go put a gun in their hand.
Yeah, yeah. $499.
Yep, that'd be awesome. Well, and that's suggested. Guns are the only... when I go to my car dealership, I'm typically paying list plus, and with guns, it's list minus. So
right.
That's great news. Or they have to toss in a couple extra mags. Let's see. When in your hand, recoil impulse, does it feel like it's properly sprung? Does it feel familiar pretty quickly?
It feels... It's a weird feeling because after you shoot like the PO9, which is the hammer fired polymer brethren of it, you can feel the heritage in the grip because the grip feels very similar to it. The trigger just resets so fast that it's when you start going fast with it, when you start pulling the trigger fast, It's a really quick impulse. The recoil impulse is infinitely manageable, very easily controllable. It's not a whole lot of muzzle flip or anything to it. It's all around. It's a no-nonsense self-defense gun.
I like it. And that's what the world needs right now. I want to see another million gun owners carrying.
Yes. And one thing about with this, with CZ, the PO7, which is the hammer-fired variant of the PO9, the smaller, the Glock 19-sized one, they're going to make the magazines so they will interchange between the PO7 and the P10Z.
Yeah, I would assume with both 9mm, one hammer, one striker, please.
Well, yeah, I mean, the ones with the PO9, which are 19-rounders, they already work in it. So they've also exploited that little tendency the Glock has with all of the different size models in the same caliber.
Good. So they're taking the page from the playbook. We want them to. Don't reinvent it. Just steal it, make it for it. That's all. Where did you come across it? How did it turn up on your shelf?
Somebody had it. I went to junior high school with this guy that is he's now like one of these he's become one of these millionaire pawn shop types, and he had one laying there.
Oh, interesting.
He had one laying there. They are hard to find.
Yeah.
They are hard to find. But, I mean, if you find one, well, that's a whole... I mean, and plus, like I said, some Glock 19 holsters will work with this gun.
I would... Okay, you've... guess what? You've wasted part of my morning tomorrow, Bill. I will go try another couple ranges. There are two more, three more.
Yeah.
That I know about, because I'm eager to put it in my hand. I know you can buy them. Okay. But you and I want to have that, ooh, I like this, before we throw credit card numbers at strangers.
Yes. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. But, I mean, once you go and do that now, I mean, make sure you have a credit card that you can afford to spend money on and take it because you're going to.
In other words, I have to click... Honey, I want to go shoot a gun, but I need to clear it with you ahead of time because it may be expensive. One of those discussions.
One of them.
Yeah. Good. Good. I'm glad you're happy with it. Are we going to see more video? Do you have a schedule on that?
I've got a video that I've been planning to shoot for 2 days, but we're going to take it to the range and really move it around with JT and I, the SWAT guy.
Right.
This coming weekend, and then that'll go up too. So there'll be more than one video from that one.
Good. I look forward to it. Yeah, we got to get some YouTube traffic.
Yes, we do. Although YouTube now is a labor of love. I don't know if you've noticed that. YouTube is a labor of love.
We've been stripped of any remuneration. You remember Charlie Cook, the guy that does Gungrams?
Yes.
He was telling me he had like 5 million downloads, and he goes, yeah, I think I've got 14 cents in YouTube money somewhere.
Yeah, I could see that. That would be... And, you know, like I said, it's more for the... I do it more... Just because I like shooting video. I shot all kinds of video of Rob and John Adine at the first NRA meetup. It just never made it out there just because, I didn't know what to do with it at the time.
By the way, since you brought John up, and you'll have him on the program, I'm sure, pretty quickly here, he is the official physician for the Polite Society podcast. Paul and Susan gave him a T-shirt, and I was so proud to be there when he got it.
There you go. You can find the esteemed Mr. Morse at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Amoland.com, Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and the Polite Society podcast. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.